ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Anthony Limo Lehman on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
We do love our Australian cricketers and we're very excited about a summer of cricket that includes the Ashes and Nathan Lyon. Well, what a legend. He's still going strong. 37 years of age. He turns 38 in 2 weeks' time and he is still competing at the highest level. What's his secret? Well, he recently dropped by the ABC commentary box and he had this to say.
I do a lot of work behind the scenes. I've got one of my best mates, Tom Carter, is my fitness coach, athletic coach, trying to make sure we're trying to get better and try and be more explosive in the field and try and get stronger at the crease. So there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes. Yes, I do all my work with Cricket Australia and Cricket New South Wales, but it's probably 6 days a week with Tom Carter at home in my gym at home, running stairs or doing whatever I'm with Tom.
And we said to ourselves, who's this mystery man? Tom Carter. We need to find out. So we've got him. Tom Carter, human performance founder. Welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thanks very much for having me.
There we go. Nathan Lyon has revealed all. What is it that you do with Nathan Lyon? What's your secret? Because he is a national treasure.
No, look, it's been a really fortunate relationship. It was actually... I started off when Brad Haddin was trying to return to the Australian cricket team, sort of post the illness of his daughter. And I started working with Brad and then he sort of tipped Nathan into me and sort of said, look, I think you can help him. And I think when I first met him, I said, listen, I won't talk about too much around like how to bowl spin, but I think I can improve your run up and your quality at the crease to sort of bowl for as long as you'd like. And so 12 years later, the relationship's continued and it's been really good. You know, it's sort of founded on his own technical and tactical expertise. And then I just try and add physical qualities to make sure that he's resilient and robust. I think up until that Ashes in England, we did that for a long period of time, maybe 100 tests straight. But we worked really, really hard, I guess, to refine and make him as resilient and robust as possible.
So, you know, without going too much into technical detail, I guess, how do you make him more resilient? What is it that you do with him 6 days a week?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, you're trying to work on his ankle calf stiffness because obviously for a spin bowler, that ability to get up and over on his front leg's really critical. And then you know, his thoracic rotation, rotational power through his trunk, like, that's the key. I think people sit there and say, oh, it's only spin bowling. You're not obviously coming off the longer run-up as fast bowlers, but the volume of work that he does in practice and in games lends itself to having to be really robust and resilient, you know. And then in some coordination-based stuff, trying to transfer those key components of his action that he feels are really important. And it's funny, you know, like, you can tell when he's done the work and, I mean, he's in a really good place. And I was saying to him the other day, I think it's the best I've seen him prepare in the last 6 or 7 years this summer. Like, it's as good a shape as I've ever seen him. So it's really exciting with the Ashes coming up.
How would you compare his physical condition now at 37 to when you started with him at age 25, 26?
Well, I think it's sort of, it's funny, isn't it? They probably have certain key running metrics or other jumping or strength metrics that people would deem athletic qualities. But for me, the specificity of him being able to bowl more often in perfect shape is the key to his fitness determinant. So from my end, it's as good a shape as I've ever seen him. You know, he might be older. And there's a few more things. It might take him a little bit longer to warm up sometimes. But in terms of his capacity to have output, it certainly is as good a shape as I've seen him. I think we've tweaked his program a little bit from last year to this year. We've gone back to some stuff that we thought we took out of the program and we thought would work. And then he's added a few variants in. So I think all in all, he's in a great space. And I think that, all goes well for a good summer ahead for him.
I'm talking to Tom Carter, human performance founder, who has been doing a lot of work keeping Nathan Lyon in shape. Now, he's a spinner. What about his fingers? Are there little finger weights? Have you been stretching his fingers?
No, he just tends to like bowling. I think when he starts bowling again, he gets the calluses. But he's been in prep for a long period of time, played a few Shield games, and I think one more to go, and then, leads into that Perth test. So, I think his body, all in all, is in a good space. And we spoke about that. I think it's about getting the preparation right. I know it's obviously horse racing time of year, and you want to get that timing to perfection. But I think this year he's been able to get enough work but also get away and be refreshed to make sure when he turns up in Test 1 that he's ready to go. And, like, you know, I've been involved in Olympic sports, and there is a lot that goes behind the scenes. These cricketers are, yes, they're skill-based athletes, but the physical qualities and the work they do is quite impressive.
Well, you've clearly done a good job with Nathan Lyon, and we do have an ageing bowling lineup. Have any of the others tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, Tom, can you help me out?
No, I think they're all pretty set in their own ways around how they prepare, and they've probably got their own system and processes and probably their own people that help them in their team. So I'm pretty busy at the moment. I'm about to start a pre-season as head of performance with the Waratahs, so I'm pretty busy. And obviously Nathan's, that relationship's been going for a long period of time. But I'm sure Australia, whoever they pick in their bowling quartet, will be ready to fire.
I'm sure they will be. Now, he, as I mentioned earlier, he turns 38 in 2 weeks, Nathan Lyon. And we're seeing more and more older athletes who are continuing to compete at the top level. Novak Djokovic, Tom Brady, Ronaldo, LeBron James, they're probably the biggest names of players who have hit 40 and are still going. What sort of work is required to keep a 40-year-old performing at that very top level?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I even saw it probably with Patrick Dangerfield. I'm a Cats supporter, and the form that he had up until the grand final. I think you learn about your body. You know what you need to do. That's, you know, experience is something that the youth don't have. So I think you know what you need to do. But I think most importantly, the ones that are exceptional, the names you've just mentioned, I think they work harder than they ever have. They know how important their nutrition and recovery is, but they know that they need to get through X amount of work. And I think that that's a really powerful thing, because you become really deliberate, clear with the plan of how you're going to go about it in your process. And then every day you make sure that you're getting the right amount of work into you to prepare and lead up. So I think the experience, the ability to work really hard, I think people sometimes tend to think older athletes need to do less, but they probably need to do more. And knowing what the right thing to do when is critical, so you can get the timing right and you can give them the best opportunity to peak at the right time.
I think if I was reading something about Cristiano Ronaldo, it's almost a full-time job. He spends way more time in preparation and on his body and on recovery away from football than he does actually at the club.
Oh, absolutely. I think sport's a big business now, and they know that those individual athletes and the high-profile ones know that every time they play and perform, it's their brand and legacy on the line. So they're going to do everything in their power, and that's not to diminish what the clubs that they're at provide. It's more about doing more and making sure that mentally and physically they're ready to be able to go and do their tasks. And the really elite, very best, the best tend to know what they need to do. Cam McAvoy in the swimming at the moment with his probably unconventional strength training that's been completed to get into swimming the fastest he's ever swum. But those type of athletes know what's required, and then they seek the best possible help to help them do that.
And Kieran McAvoy, the jockey as well, I know he's well over 40 and he's does a lot of work to keep himself cherry ripe.
Yeah, no, they're incredible athletes. And, yeah, you know, I play a small part in it, but a lot of credit must go to Nathan. Like, I think the hunger and desire to do it as an older athlete, I know he's, you know, firmly focused on the Ashes ahead, but longer term, you know, he's got a belief that he can play for X amount of years, and, you know, whatever I can do to help support and facilitate, that's important.
Now, Nathan Lyon is on a Cricket Australia contract. Ronaldo is worth about $1 billion these days. What about everyday plonkers like myself who love to go for a jog, play a bit of golf? Maybe there are some tennis players out there. What tips would you give us to keep ourselves operating at a decent level as we get a bit older?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think consistency triumphs, you know, any form of intensity. So getting into a routine and consistently chipping away at some aerobic cardiovascular work, I think 90 minutes to 2 hours is the recommended dose of low to medium intensity cardiovascular exercise. And then some strength training for males. I think the research and literature's pretty damning out there now that males need to lift weights to maintain muscle mass and help promote longevity as they move forward. So, yeah, I think it's no one size fits all, and it's whatever individuals like and need, but I think it's about consistency of both doing some cardiovascular work and some weight training.
Well, Tom Carter, you certainly know what you're talking about. You played with the Waratahs for 9 years, and you have a bunch of letters after your name as well. What are your official qualifications?
Oh, yeah. So I sort of did a Bachelor of Science and then ended up doing a Master's of Exercise and Sports Science. Then did a Master's of Coach Education and sort of trying to finish off a PhD currently. So Always thought that research and seeking best practice was the way forward. I don't think I was a very remarkable player, but I was fortunate enough to be able to learn enough insights of probably not what to do to myself. Through my own doing. So then it was a really good opportunity, I suppose, to express that and help change other people's athletic and sporting careers.
Well, we will let you get off the phone to us and refocus your attention on Nathan Lyon, because we need him absolutely cherry ripe for the first test against the Poms in a couple of weeks. And if people want to know more, you can go to humanperformance.com.au. That's Tom's website. Human Performance founder, Tom Carter, thanks for your time on Summer Grandstand.
Thank you so much for having me.